SoundCloud.
Push it right to the edge.
An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to treat like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We want one thing. We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.
Of Mississippi? Have you heard of Muddy Waters?
Yeah.
How about John Lee Hooker?
Yeah.
Give me an A. So we had to do this little blues, mix it on with our own kind of way. We had to do it our own way, the experience way, right? And it goes something like this here.
Yeah. For the faces.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Tonight, we're celebrating Black History Month, Tears of the Gods style, diving into some black musical history with featured artists, three of them, Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Vallida Snow. First off, I'd like to thank two DJs that I'm a fan of who did their own Black History Month episodes recently. Savoy Fair, host of Sunday Night's Songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO, and Chuck Yu, who's all over the place here at WMFO and WMBR, where our sister station, 88.1, on your FM dial. And he did a Black History and Russians theme on In the Margin recently. And I was listening to both of them while I was walking around town this week. And, you know, I got to thinking that I could do one too. And the ideas just started coming. I think overall it's a very rich theme that could be done just about all the time as the premise of an ongoing show. So we started off with a couple of clips from Malcolm X, human rights advocate Malcolm X, in the show intro. And then a song from Living Color, four black guys who happen to love heavy metal, funk, jazz, rock and roll music, and in particular their English born guitarist Vernon Reed is spectacularly talented, and their Corey Glover, their vocalist, is also an actor. And that was a hit that won them a Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance, Cult of Personality. And then we heard from perhaps the greatest electric guitarist ever, Jimi Hendrix. And we're going to be going deep with him this evening. In the second hour in particular, a jam session with him from 1969. And, you know, it's hard to overstate the influence black American blues musicians had on 20th century music. I mean, rock and roll, and that just comes out of it. That song Catfish Blues that Jimi Hendrix played was originally by Muddy Waters, and it has another name too, Rolling Stone. And over in England, there were a couple of young white guys who listened to Muddy Waters a lot, and they really liked his music so much when they came up with their own songs, trying to be derivative of him and that whole Delta Blues style. Well, they decided to name their band after one of Muddy Waters' song. Yeah, that one, Rolling Stones. So what happened is that there was this acoustic-based music that the black musicians in Mississippi and all the way down south were playing. And let's just call that, particularly around the Mississippi Delta, the Delta Blues, where Muddy Waters was born. And then they migrated up north to Chicago and Detroit, and they played in bars. But the guitars weren't that loud compared to other instruments. And they were trying to figure out ways to make that louder. Muddy Waters in particular strapped him a pickup for an electric guitar and his acoustic because he didn't have enough money to buy an electric acoustic guitar of his own. And then that let him start playing his Delta Blues louder, like cranked up through a vacuum tube amplifier, distorted even. And that is how rock and roll and heavy metal and so much more modern music was born, from the guitars of black American bluesmen like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and Lightnin' Hopkins and Bo Diddley and T-Bone Walkins and Hound Dog Taylor and Elmore James. And tonight we'll be hearing several recollections by another one of our three featured artists, Howlin' Wolf. Backing me up right now is Jimmy Dawkins in Triple Treble. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going as we celebrate Black History Month with the two musicians Jimi Hendrix mentioned in the intro, Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. And we're going to sandwich Jimmy in between the two of them with a song called Hear My Freedom. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Don't you want a woman? I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, babe, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. See, not a doggone thing. Well, when I was trouble, I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little old babe, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, honey, ain't no way in the world for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying.
Is not an art form. never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-doo. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always faced your high above me, and I just can't imagine that you love me. Oh, after all is said and done, to think that you're the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, kisses too. I never do what they do. Can't believe you're in love with me. Da-da-dee-da-dee. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind. Place you go, I can't believe you're in love with me. I've always felt you so high up above me. I just can't imagine that you love me, baby. Don't hear me talking to ya. After all is said and done, think that you're the lucky fun. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades. Renegades of this atomic age. Age for renegades.
Prehistoric ages in the days of ancient Greece, on down to the Middle Ages. Planet Earth kept going through changes. Then the Renaissance came. Times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same. But there were always renegades.
Like she said it, bull.
Tom Hanks.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
partner side the hip hop.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Partner side the rock, put inside the hip hop. Partner side the rock, put inside the hip hop.
Sound of electronics
with the bass
and the tempo,
the horns and our vocals. You know every time I'm popping to the beat, we get fresh. There was a time when our music was something called a big street beat. People would gather from all around to get down on the big sound. You had to be a renegade those days to take a man on the dance floor like Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force.
How did I start to make records? It was Plying. Plying Four Mew on the plantation. And man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton. And I liked the sound. So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. And so every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar. So I got good with it. So I went out for myself. And I got out there, everything was great. Seeing the people went for what I was putting down. And I decided that I would play. So I asked my father to get me a guitar. 1928, 15th day of January. He went and got me a guitar. And I started picking the guitar first. Then along comes Sonny Boy with the hob, Rice Miller. He married my sister. Then he learned me how to blow the hob. Then I went to playing from there. I've been playing ever since. I played all through Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and around in Kentucky and places. But I never was in Texas, but I played all over the Cotton Belt countries, you know. So that's what started me to playing the blues. Then I had a woman once. She was kind of nice to me, and she pulled off and left me. And that gave me the blues, sure enough. I went to howling like a dog then, you know what I mean? So I've been playing ever since.
Oh,
smart, just one glance, and she stole my heart. The kind of girl you wanna teach, she's a peach. Summertime, feeling fine, getting wild, all that's on my mind. Here she comes, dressed in red, get it done, it's all that's in my head. A hot dance can't hide her cheeks, she's a peach.
Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating Black History Month with a historical show that features perhaps the best electric guitarist ever, Jimi Hendrix, and then Howlin' Wolf, one of the many, well, several masters of the electric blues guitar, and also the great African-American multi-instrumentalist, but known especially well as being a trumpet player, Vallida Snow, also known as Little Louie after Louis Armstrong. And Louis Armstrong himself did not dispute that. In fact, he called her the second best trumpet player after himself. We began the show kind of following Jimi Hendrix's advice from our intro set to check out Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. We did that by playing I Can't Be Satisfied by Muddy Waters from an outstanding compilation album that turned me on to a lot of electric blues by black American musicians. The album's called Mojo Presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. And then a deep cut from Jimi Hendrix, Hear My Freedom, from West Coast Seattle Boy, the Jimi Hendrix anthology. John Lee Hooker after that, Devil's Jump. And then a short sound collage from Living Color, who we heard in the intro set as well, called History Lesson. Then Valida Snow, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And she initially, well, she was born in 1904, and she was born into a show business family, and she just quickly picked up playing the banjo, the violin, the accordion, the harp, the cello, and she also sang and danced. And then she focused on the trumpet and became known as Little Louie after Louis Armstrong. And she toured all around the world in the United States, Europe, and China. And we're going to be hearing her biggest hit song, Hi-Hat, Trumpet, and Rhythm, in the next set. But in the 1930s, she performed in London and Paris. And then in Denmark, she was torn in 1941, and she was arrested by the Nazis. And they imprisoned her, and it was, even though she was released in 1942, she never recovered from that horrible imprisonment. And she died at age 52, actually, in New York City, tragically of a brain hemorrhage. But she's one of our three featured artists of the evening. And I'd also like to thank longtime DJ Hank Fonts for turning me on to Valida Snow. And, you know, it was actually one of his podcasts. Well, he didn't know that I was able, before we had this whole archive system that we've got working great. Although everybody should be able to download podcasts from our archives and listen to them whenever you want. But we can't do that because of government regulations. But in any case, Hank Fonts, yes, an incredible DJ, an ardent socialist, and a real jazz fan. And he introduced me to Valida Snow many years ago. And we also heard from Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force, Renegades of Funk. And then Howlin' Wolf, our third featured artist in there, with an excerpt from, well, of him explaining his life, Howlin' Wolf Talks Number 1. We'll be here on Howlin' Wolf Talks Number 2 in the next set. And then Moaning After Midnight by The Wolf. And then we finish things off with Prince and Peach, a song that reminds me every time I hear of former WMFO general manager Annie Ross, an incredibly bundle of energy, and our general manager from 2005 and 2006. And actually, she had quite a number of, well, a death. She was contracted a health problem when she was a very small child that left her seriously deaf in both ears. But she managed to become general manager of WMFO and put on one of my favorite shows ever. Quite the contrast to the way I do my shows here, where I kind of research them and mix them precisely so the segues follow, you know, what I tried to do. And she just come in here, wouldn't know what she was going to play, but just it all came together wonderfully, yes. As some other great shows do here on WMFO. So, yes, finishing off with Prince. And some people try to be cool, but there are very few people in the world who define cool. Jimi Hendrix and Prince were two of them. When they were doing things, you know, people would look at, they'd be like, what sort of crazy things? And now we go back and we look at them and we don't say crazy. Fads come and go. But Jimi Hendrix and Prince's style, that is cool forever. Backing me up right now is Bo Diddley with Watusi Bounce. And we're going to start off the next set as we continue to celebrate Black Musical History Month here with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. And this is a song that one of the thoughts I've been pondering recently is how in music we don't want perfection. We want things that are imprecise, that have distortions, that have things that make us take notice of them. And this next song, the guitar is just, it's a horrible, nasty sounding guitar, but it's oh so right for this song. And we're also going to be hearing from Martin Luther King Jr. and him telling a story about a woman who tried to kill him. And it's a great story, and it's why he's one of America's best ever orators. All that and more here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.